To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's rivalry week. Ducks and Huskies go toe-to-toe this week.
Huskies can't stop the clock. This game's going to be over. And Oregon has come to Seattle. They're going to come out on top.
No love lost from one of these hosts.
I delve into these waters because I love seeing the misery of Husky fans. It makes me happy inside.
Andy Dirk Johnson.
We're going to run it until you can stop it. Yeah. We're more physical than you. We're bigger than you. We're stronger than you. And you can't slow us down at the point of attack.
Brandon Sprague.
Such a football bro.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Dirt and Sprague. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network, which is 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, YouTube. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Turkey Eve.
Hello, everybody. Used to be a big day in the Dirt household. Dude, this used to be the day, man. The day of all days. This was my Christmas back in the day.
I actually miss this version of you. Of all the versions of you I've lived through, this is the one I miss the most. You telling me nine times on this show.
This is the day.
This is the greatest drinking day of the year.
It
and
is
this
the best
is how
drinking
drunk
day.
I'm going to be, and I won't be home until 2 a.m. And
it's great.
I'm going to wake up and play drunk, hungover football with my bros and act like I'm still in the PIL.
Go eat some food right afterwards. Greasy Thanksgiving food. Yeah. It's the absolute best, man.
Do you see your Cleveland Warriors will be allowed to drop down to 5A next year?
Good for them.
Yes, good we should be them. In 3A, for heaven's sakes. Keep lowering them down, man. Let them win. Lower the expectations. Give me a pathway, okay?
I think Banks might take you, though.
Oh, Banks would whoop our ass. the boys' group chat is already going off today. None of us do it anymore, but it's already, you know, thinking back on fond memories that happened. One time, we were at a friend's house pre-gaming before going to the bar. I got into my friend's truck, my buddy Cash. I was stepping up into his truck, and I legitimately ripped my jeans, like from the crotch all the way down below the knee.
How tight were your jeans?
Just, I mean, this is back in the day. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to impress ladies, right? I'm going to the bar. I got to show off the butt a little bit. It's probably wearing a pair of cowboy boots, and I split my jeans from the crotch down to the knee. And it was at that point, I'm like, are we just, and it was like, yeah, we're just going to do it. I spent the next 4 hours at the bar, and my pants were basically off.
Your crotchless pants.
Just crotchless pants hanging out of the bar. Great memories, man.
Was it noticeable
yes.
if you didn't spread your legs?
Yes. Yes, very noticeable.
Dirt was open for business.
I was
that
open.
Night.
There was airflow going, nobody kicked me out. I just, you know, it was great. Turned into a great talking point to, you know, start striking up conversations.
Okay, I have a couple follow ups here.
Yeah, I miss this day, man. I miss it. Old Dirt, RIP.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's pretend we're not on the radio.
Sure, this is a trust tree.
I'm assuming you've told your wife most of everything, so there's not really any secrets. Does she really know or understand what this day was?
She showed
for
up
you?
To a couple of them. At the tail end of my glory days, when this was still a thing.
Yeah.
This was like a big, hey, you got to come out. This is a
you got
to
hang with the boys.
This is a night you got to attend at one point. And she made her way out to a bar early on in our dating days. So she's experienced it full hand of what all goes into this evening.
Second follow up. Why does your friend have a truck that you need to take a giant step to get into? Is this Lil Wayne energy?
Yeah, I mean, you know Cash. He's got a, you know, he's, you know, come on. A little too, but what are we compensating for here, okay? Why is this lifted so high? Why is your Toyota Tacoma 80 inches off the ground? No, I'm the one to blame because I got tiny legs. So no matter what truck I step into, it's a lifted truck.
I was not
technically,
gonna,
it's my fault.
I'm going to throw his name back out there. You did that, so thank you for that. And also, I was going to make a joke about you having little legs.
I got tiny legs. That's the reason I ripped my jeans, man. So for all the youngs out there, enjoy it tonight. Just know an older or younger version of me is right there with you in spirit.
And why are you, like, again, so your idea of going out and attracting the opposite sex or whatever sex you're into is I need to wear jeans that hug my butt so tight.
Cowboy butts drive the ladies nuts, baby.
That is a bumper sticker.
That's right. I got a nice tush. I got a nice juicy tush over here.
So for you, it's more the backside than the front side.
No, I don't know why the jeans
some guys
so
want
tight.
To.
If we're being honest, the reason the jeans were so tight is like, probably because I was getting fatter. Not that I bought them tight. It's probably because I was gaining weight, and
like
that's why they were so tight that I ripped them. If we're being honest, in the trust tree here, it was not a purposeful purchase of tight skinny jeans. I don't wear those.
Well, because I know,
but I'm not buying a new pair every year and a half as I gain another 5 pounds.
Well, I know, like for you, it might have been your back. Backside. I know that Swag is wearing his current pants, not for his backside.
You got bulge pants on today?
He's got bulge pants.
You're wearing your bulge pants?
Yeah, he tries to act like he doesn't, but he's wearing a...
Joggers, they're comfy.
They're nut huggers. They're not joggers.
These are not the
you are wearing
the
a pair
most
of
egregious
nut
ones you speak of.
No, but they're still offensive. You know what I mean? It's like light racism at your family get-together. It's not
just
full-fledged, all-in hatred. It's the light joke in reference, and you're like,
dude, did he just say that?
About that?
That's exactly what it is.
And you just gloss over it because you don't know what to do about your uncle who's been in your life the entire time.
Everybody's very confused and very quiet and awkward.
Those pants are offensive.
Are very soft, very comfortable.
Yeah, I know.
For your nuts.
I see them for your nuts.
Not for us.
I know what they are.
Think about other people, man.
On the jean front, did you wear proper cowboy jeans where you didn't have a zipper, you had 9 buttons?
I did not ever buy a pair of button jeans.
Oh, the Levi 501s button fly?
I did not have a button fly pair of jeans, no. I was always a fly guy.
There was nothing worse, though, when you were wearing button flies and you were getting after it on an evening and you were trying.
Come on.
Getting after it.
Drinking.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No.
Sure.
That's why you wear the joggers on those moments, isn't it, Swire?
Yes.
You break that seal and you got to go take a leak and you got
and
9 buttons you got to get through.
With the button fly.
Damn it, I got
to
go.
Your bladder's about to burst.
It's the worst feeling ever.
I had weird moments as a kid where like jean material, I'm very sensitive.
Denim.
So I had like a 2-year run where denim, I did not want it on my skin.
It can be a little scratchy.
So I'd wear like sport pants or sweatpants or corduroy.
Right.
My mom bought me jeans, and this is, I think, what ruined it. She bought me those jeans once.
Mm.
And I remember being so upset putting them on because there was 7 buttons. And they were not like easy. They were push-ins, and you had to grab the material. And I remember having to take a leak during school, and I was over there just like
fumbling with it.
Well, see, yeah, when I was in high school, that was the heyday of Levi's 501.
You gotta have a pair of those.
You had to have a Levi 501 pair, at least one.
Did you roll up the bottom?
I did not roll up the bottom.
Ah, okay. You gotta roll up the
bottom. Was that the trend for people in the 80s? Rolled up bottom jeans?
There was some. It was very preppy. You rolled them up with the penny loafers. Yeah.
Okay.
But that was not... No, I don't remember doing that.
Mm. Okay.
I might have, jeans. But I don't remember consciously doing that.
I mean, I'm pretty anti-jean to begin with. Jeans are just kind of uncomfortable.
I don't wear jeans as much anymore.
No.
I have one pair of jeans and they're black.
Mm.
And they
black
don't,
jeans, huh?
Yeah, and they don't feel like normal denim. They feel like a different kind of material.
A black jean would throw me off a little bit.
They got a little, maybe a little spandex or something in there, a little stretchy?
No, not quite that.
No?
I've worn them before. You've seen them. You just don't know they're jeans.
You don't connect them mentally that those are a pair of jeans.
Yeah, they don't look like standard cut black jeans.
We have made a lot of progress in pant technology.
I agree with that.
And we've also got a little more, I would say, lax as a society dress-wise since COVID. I think we all kind of woke up and realized this is a little dumb and we don't need to wear certain things. And
it's the best thing about society post-COVID. It's
the one few wins that we got.
Yeah, like when I go over here and I see like Tubbs Ludwig is going to wear a collared shirt every day until
untucked,
the day he dies.
Untucked. Got a little bit of chest hair flying out.
And he's got that one in between his belly and his top end chest. He's got this gap in his button shirts.
Yeah, when he sits down, especially, it kind of poofs up a little bit. You know, like when your old jeans would pitch a tent when you would sit down and make it look like something.
Right.
When he sits down, there's that little gap, and you could see some tummy in there.
Like Tubbs Ludwig is going to go that way his entire life, whereas, like, Dive King Sela wears hoodies now.
Yes, he does.
And, like, you get the sales staff will be more laxed on what they're wearing day to day.
Joe Fisher wears capri pants in half the time.
Talk about somebody that really wants to show off the butt.
He's got.
I confronted him on this the other day. I said, Joe's got a nice butt. Your pants are either getting tighter or smaller, and I can't. And he goes, "I'm getting fatter," is what he said.
That's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
And I go, "You got a nice caboose, though." And he goes, "I know. That's why I wear these still." It's like, good for you, man. Good for you.
Is it? And Dirt was wearing the cowboy boots to make him look taller. That's exactly what I was doing.
You were heightening.
I'd be half to heighten. I might actually buy a pair of heightening shoes. I've contemplated it.
Why?
There's a pair of Nikes.
What are you getting?
That I've discovered that you can mesh two. They've like meshed two shoes together.
It's two soles.
Two soles together. We saw these in Eugene, and there was a guy that walked. We were doing the pregame show for the Minnesota game, and this guy walks in front of Dusty and I, and I'm like, "What's going on there?" Because they're Nikes, so you don't look at them like they're platform shoes. They have a Nike swoosh. That's weird. And he explains, he's got a buddy who works at Nike, and he explains the shoe behind it, and he sends me the link to them. They legitimately look like they add north of 2 inches.
So, like, what are you doing this for? You're married.
For my own vanity. No reason in particular.
Hey, you know what? That's honesty.
If I walk in here one time and I'm eye to eye with somebody, that'd make me feel pretty good. Hey, how's the weather up there?
It'd be really funny if you didn't mention it and you walked out and you're taller than meringue.
That's exactly what I'm going
to do. Because meringue will notice.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to all of a sudden kind of... Yeah. You got to go a little chest out, too, when you say it. Maybe I'll do it on Monday when he finally paints his face after welching on his bet for a week. And I'll walk up to him kind of chest out like, hey, what's going on down there? Huh? Just give him one of those.
What's going on?
Kind of give him the little big guy routine, little big guy peacock routine. See how he reacts.
Before I met him, I had invited him in to guest host because you were out. He told me on the internet that he was 6'1".
No chance.
And then he showed up, and I was like, "I am not 6'3".
No, you did not all of a sudden gain 3 inches.
I'm not that tall.
No,
I'm 6'1" in shoes sometimes, and I'm mostly 6'1".
Not a good thing to lie about, because it's very easily disprovable.
It was instantly like, we're not eye level in any way.
No, I am 72 inches.
Yeah.
Exactly 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Not 6'1".
No.
All right, well, we didn't get into any of what we're supposed to get into there.
Look, I'll just give you. The dirty poll didn't really change, okay? It's kind of been, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little disappointed in college football.
Well, I want to say.
You want to do the whole dirty poll segment? Do we have enough time for a full dirty poll segment?
Well, not right now, on the other side.
Okay, you want to do it next?
We're not done now.
Are you
the
sure?
Show goes
I thought the
on
show was over. I don't get to go home now?
Well.
What?
If you were offered, would you?
Kind of cool.
I mean, probably.
7:15,
go home.
You told me I could go home right now. I'd probably
blow
go
my
home
mind,
right now.
Man. Yeah. Nobody else is on the road.
Yeah, go have a fun full day. Lead into a 5-day weekend.
I had more traffic coming in from 26 than I expected.
Did you
I had
today?
Nobody on 205 or I went 84 today. Nobody.
Oh. No, they were in little mini waves, so there's like a pack of 7 or 8 cars that
were they're getting out of town.
Kind of. No, they were coming into Portland.
Yeah. Into this hellhole?
Yeah,
like going thinking? Into you saw them exit into Portland, or are they going 405 to 84?
Were they firefighters?
That I don't
the fires
know.
Out
I mean,
for a city burning down.
But I mean, it was not on the other side westbound going to the coast. It was coming in now where they were splitting off to. I have no idea, but there was far more traffic than I expected this morning.
Yeah, I had the opposite. I was just like, clear on. There you go. Nobody in your way.
Have a nice long weekend, everybody.
We'll get to the dirty poll. We might have some local news that we get to talk about on the program. I think something could be announced today. Oregon State might be going Casa Diablo.
What?
Possibly.
What?
Or, as one listener points out, pie wins over cake because you know what you get to add to it? Shepherd's pie.
I see what you did there.
It ain't shepherd's cake.
Shepherd you into the future.
We'll read a couple of thoughts on the poll question. What is better, cake or pie? We've gotten some follow-up on social media on that. We are off in the second hour. The Dirty Poll is next on 105.1 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, much like pie on Thanksgiving, I'll never give that up. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream the local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Let's get to a couple poll question results so far, and then we'll get to the dirty poll. By the way, it's like a rivalry. It's rivalry week. You want a fan?
Rivalry week.
And how much Oregon-Washington conversation we could have today? I feel like we kind of have the same takeaway or feel of the game, but maybe we shouldn't.
I mean, yeah, I feel like we shouldn't. Nothing's guaranteed.
No, it's
we
not.
Do this. It's
no,
a big game on the road.
I know.
Coming off a big win.
Hostile environment.
You're shorthanded, potentially. We don't know who's going to play. There's a lot that goes into it. It's also weird that it's a Wednesday. Like, if we did shows all the rest of the week, I think there'd be a lot more conversation on Friday than before
you
the game.
So we put a poll question up this morning. What is better, a cake or pie?
Yeah.
Because Dirt is anti-pie guy, and tomorrow's a pretty big pie day.
It is. Very big pie day.
We got pie, hands down. Sweet potato, pecan, cherry, apple, rhubarb, strawberry, all are good. Cake is for birthdays. We already talked about that one. Another one, pies can be sweet and savory. Shepherd's pie or beef pot pie also fall into this. That's a sneaky good point.
My stepdad was a big fan of mincemeat pie, which,
oh my God.
Isn't we're going like chicken pot pies now. I just, you know.
Pot what?
I know.
Not
I know.
Pot cakes.
If you're going to do that, then you're giving me the cheesecake. You have to give. If that's going to be your point of contention, then the cheesecake is mine. I've won that argument.
I still think people
erase the poll question. It's relevant. It's a moot point. The cheesecake is now in my family.
Somebody else says cake. What are you, 12? Somebody says it's pie and it's not even close. Had pie instead of cake for my wedding because, while fine, cake doesn't hold a candle to an average pie.
Whoa.
Let alone a really
good
one. That.
Whoa.
Aaron is a good one. Because I also, if I had a big wedding, which I didn't, if I had one, I would be angling for pie.
We were going to do cupcakes for our wedding before COVID canceled.
I'm not mad at that either.
Cupcakes are easy. Nobody really wants that much dessert. If you do, you can go get another cupcake if you want.
Did that
it's
for
easy.
The second
handheld,
wedding.
Simple to go to.
Got gourmet. We found a bakery gourmet, and they had the they had filling in it. And, oh, it was great.
We did cupcake tasting for
a
while.
Yeah, we had three or four different flavors.
Yeah,
so that's
raspberry one. You get kind of an almond one. You get a chocolate one, a vanilla one, a confetti one.
You're crossing a lot.
Yeah. Those are cakes too, by the way. You know that, right?
They're what
cupcakes? Those are all.
Yeah,
it's in the cake family. It's also that's my stepbrother right there. He's really good.
I'm a fat Andrew. I like cake. It's not better than pie. So yeah, I get excited about cupcakes. Sue me.
Yeah, pizza pie too. Good point.
Pizza pie.
That's a good point.
Another listener, pie has the higher ceiling, but also a lower floor. I disagree with that.
Ooh.
Cake is the safe choice, but will never rise to the elite levels. Pie can be elite and also offensively bad. I disagree with you, Dylan.
Mm.
Cake, when done wrong, is dry and disgusting.
Yes. Mm.
Have you had bad cake?
Yes.
I've had bad mediocre pie, and it's not, I get it, but
I haven't had a lot of bad cake in my life.
Non-moist cake?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you give me a cake that I have to do this with it,
fuck to and spit on that knife.
For
spitting
me to enjoy
cake.
It,
spitting on your
I
cake.
Need moist.
Need a
needs to be more moist.
A little lubricant on that thing?
You got to do something, man. So there's the return so far. Pie superior. Way more variations. Yeah. Chicken pot pie.
I mean,
pie.
I know I'm going to lose this.
Shepherd's pie. Cottage. What the hell is cottage pie?
Never heard
is
of it.
Is that cottage cheese?
That would be gross.
Hand pies.
All of a sudden, maybe I've won the argument again now.
Somebody tell Bob, hand pies mean something different from Park Rose. You know what I mean?
I'm just glad nobody else included something else that goes with pie there. So thank you for that so far.
Mm. Start with a P?
No.
Poutine pie?
No comment.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't know what we're talking about, Swag? You're wearing pants like you do.
Let's get to the dirty poll. We do it every Wednesday, usually at 7, but we got kind of sidetracked there by jeans and ripped jeans and cowboy
boots. It'll happen
boots
from time to time.
Little dirt legs.
Little tiny dirt legs.
All right, so you were saying something at the end of the last segment. You're upset with college football, and I think it's for the reason that I've been noting every week when the college football playoff rankings have come out.
There's just, I mean, we do this segment. I enjoy doing this segment. I enjoy cooking up my top 12 and now playoff bracket of how it would look. There just nothing's changed in a long time. That's my beef.
So why don't you just say same and same. We can get to some other stuff.
Well, that's today. Why in the last segment I was like, do you want me to just do it now? So, I mean, there's really Georgia Tech I still had in the top 12 as the highest ranked ACC team. That's now gone. They lost to Pitt, so they're done. See you later. They're not making the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Miami is now back into the top 12, so that's the difference. I did bump them ahead of BYU. I'm kind of out on BYU. It's a little offensive to them, probably unfair to them. I'm really hoping that they don't make the college football playoff because I don't think it would be a very good matchup.
Give them the New Year's Day non-playoff game.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Some shine, some love.
Totally fine with
that. Let them have maybe a two-loss season and call Kalani a great coach.
Yeah.
I don't want them in the playoff.
I'm just kind of out on that. I mean, the top four have been unchanged. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M has been the top three for 2.5 months now, since whenever Indiana beat Oregon.
Yep.
Georgia's number four. They got the win, obviously, over Ole Miss and only a one-loss team in the SEC. The dirty poll was ahead of everybody else. I have Oregon at 5 currently. So that's where Oregon is at. Ole Miss is at 6. Texas Tech is at 7. Oklahoma, 8. Alabama, 9. Notre Dame, 10. Miami, 11. BYU, 12. Right now, the group of six representative would be Tulane still. That's kind of where we're going to hold firm. Until it proven otherwise, I think they will end up being that team out of the American Conference, although that is still up in the air going into the final weekend. But maybe we get it this weekend, right? Like maybe Alabama loses, maybe Oregon loses, Oklahoma loses to LSU, maybe Miami goes down again on the road at Pitt where the weather's supposed to be bad. Ole Miss could quit on their coach because he's leaving.
We'll find out about
the
that
Egg Bowl.
In 2 minutes.
Like Georgia could lose to Georgia Tech, right? There's a lot going on this weekend, so hopefully we get some shakeup because that'd be a lot of fun. But it's been very stagnant at the top now for a long, long, long time.
You seem very defeated by it. Weirdly, like,
well,
I know
fun
you love
doing
it,
this.
But
it's fun doing this, especially when they're like, hey, where'd they? Oh, let's pop them up. They just won a big game. I feel like the dirty polls outside of 9, 10, 11, and 12, which is kind of rotated and shuffled through different teams, the rest of the dirty poll has been the same the entire season.
Well, you're right, but also it's been a year where we've coincidentally comped it to 07.
Yes, not a lot of, it has not been as 07 as it looked like it was going to be early
on. It faded after a while. It looked like 07, and then it stopped, and it just.
Ohio State loses, A&M loses to Texas, although it's different now, though, too, because you're still in the playoff no matter what.
Mario losing this weekend would be hilarious. I am rooting so hard to watch Ohio State lose just to watch their
God, I hope it happens.
Down.
It'd be so much fun.
And you know me, I've given the take on the text. I'll give it on the show. I don't really care. I think Ohio State loses before getting to the title game in the playoff.
Yeah, you're going untested. Buckeyes this year.
I mean, there's a little bit to that. You know, at least Oregon last year going undefeated, you can say, like, how lucky in this game or that, whatever. At least they were tested.
Yeah.
And Ohio State will be tested by Indiana.
And I think Michigan this weekend, but maybe not.
Well, let's see. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe Michigan will extend that. But until I see them get tested.
They haven't been in a dogfight since Labor Day weekend. They have not been in a one-possession game since the first week of the year. They have blown everybody else out. There was the Penn State game that was like, hey, it's 17-14 at the half. What's going on? And then it was 38-14.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah. But being tested is a different thing. So.
That's my fear of them, I think, to add to your point of, I think learning how to win close games is an important thing to come together as a team and do. And like, hey, when we're under fire here, how are we going to respond
A&M
to this?
A&M has done it. Like four
time and time and time and time again,
times
right?
This year, yeah.
It's been there. Georgia's done it a whole bunch. Oregon's done it a whole bunch. Like you look at teams. Indiana's a little bit of this too. Like outside of the Oregon game, and then I guess the Penn State
game.
Touche. So they have a couple of examples.
There's a few.
Ohio State has not played a one score game since literally the first game of the season. And maybe they do this weekend, and it doesn't have any bearing on the end of their year, but there is that idea of I think it's important to learn how to win close games.
We are going to take a pause here. We're going to have a ticker guest. Jake Thompson covers Ole Miss for On3.
Yes.
I want to ask him, would he be willing to bet that Ole Miss is going to lose Lane Kiffin or keep Lane Kiffin? They got an Egg Bowl, and reportedly they're going to make some announcement after the Egg Bowl. I have no idea if that's a good or bad thing. It's all weird. Jake Thompson will join us next for the Daily Ticker.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this,
Let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Gather your flock with Pelican's new Flock Party IPA, bringing big hop flavor to every game day celebration.
Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing's Flock Party IPA, bold, balanced, and brewed for good company. It's the kind of beer that brings people together, a beer Dirt would have once drank on this day in a different life.
About 13 of them, probably.
Yeah, probably. Whether it's game day, beach day, or just another reason to gather your flock, you can visit them at Pelican Brewing because they are born at the beach. I'm very excited for our next guest. We love to go down south once in a while and talk with our SEC brethren, Jake Thompson of On3 on Twitter, at Jake Thompson On3. He writes for OM Spirit On3, one of the Ole Miss beat writers, does an exceptional job. Jake, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's start with our big poll question of the day before we dive into the lane train. Is Jake Thompson, is he pro cake or pro pie? Which one would he choose?
I am a pro pie guy. Pumpkin pie, pecan pie, however it's pronounced, pecan, pecan up there. That I'm a, so mark me down as a pie guy.
Okay. My co-host is a big cake guy. He's a super anti-pie guy, and he's getting destroyed today.
Getting killed. It's all right. I knew I was going to get killed. I'm a unicorn.
Let's start with the big news, which is why we're having you on. Maybe this is cool and normal, and this is how you think it should be handled. I have no clue what Lane Kiffin's going to ultimately decide, but I found the announcement that we'll tell you after the Egg Bowl. I find it all very bizarre, very odd. If he's not coming back, like, what a weird way to get people ready for an announcement. What have you made of the way they've rolled out waiting for what Lane Kiffin's going to do?
Yeah, I think just right off the bat, I think Kiffin's, you know, at least his protocol here, you know, that's all we're familiar with, is not speaking about jobs, contract, in season. That's something he just is adamant about. But I think this year it's the one time he probably should have amended that, because this is probably even bigger smoke, obviously, than in 2022 when the Auburn job and him flirting with it, not, and his daughter doing a PowerPoint, keeping him here, all this and that was, you know, heavily discussed and written about and rehashed in that ESPN documentary. But because he is just choosing to say no comment in many different ways, it's just allowed everybody else to come up with their own, you know, ideas, talk to sources, LSU putting stuff out, announcing, you know, hours after AD Keith Carter here put out that statement about expecting an announcement, which everybody's hanging on to that word expecting come Saturday, which means they could kick the can down the road, which is the theory that I have here in a minute. But, you know, everybody not being able to get an answer out of Kiffin has allowed this thing to just blow up from all three sides, which, you know, Florida, but they're kind of fading, it seems. It really feels like it's Ole Miss or LSU. And then, you know, everybody kind of felt like, well, that was writing for Kiffin to kind of the soft launch to get him out the door, get him through the Egg Bowl, let him coach to 11 wins if they can beat Mississippi State, and then go on from there. But we kind of, you know, been doing some reporting, and we put out last night that Kiffin is as online as people think he is. He reads everything. He hears everything, especially national guys. I mean, he loves the national media and what they think and feel about him. And almost every one of them have said they don't understand why he'd leave the situation here, which is what he's been wanting as a coach, to get to a shot at a national title, to go somewhere else and start all over. And so a lot of that, and then how the press conference here Monday with us local guys just was awkward and not fun for anybody. I think that hit him hard. So now it feels like he's kind of back on the fence. And I've been one of those where it sounds simplistic, but it could easily come down to, if Ole Miss wins Friday, gets to 11-1 in the playoffs, he stays. If they lose, go to 10-2, and on the outside looking into that logjam of teams with two losses and head to like the Citrus Bowl, he may be out the door. I mean, it may, you know, this man, nobody knows how he thinks but him, and it could be as simple as that.
That is wild. That puts a lot more on the line potentially if that is the way that it plays out. Let me ask you this, because, you know, we went through this a lot at Oregon with different coaches, whether it was Chip originally going to the NFL, and then, you know, you fire Mark Helfrich, and then Willie Taggart's here for a year, and then Chris Ball's here, and then he leaves, and we finally have a coach out here who has been, like, adamantly, I'm not going anywhere, and every time he's given a mic, I'm not leaving, I'll be here forever. And it's really, I mean, it's made him a almost you know, just icon amongst the fan base, right, of finally having a guy who's not going to bail on the team. What percentage of fans right now, and I'm sure this will change on, you know, next Friday, you know, a couple of days from now, if he says I'm staying and I'm not leaving, but is there a percentage of the fan base that he's lost currently over the way he's handled this, despite how good of a year that they've had?
Yeah, I think I phrased it to somebody on our message board that the bridge is sizzling. It's not fully burned. He can douse the flames if he wants to, but you know, everybody knows that, you know, the message board fan site fans, those are your hardcore, diehard fans. Right. I mean, Oregon's got them, Ole Miss has them. And then you've just got your normal, everyday, average Joe fan that is a fan, but not as entrenched. He's starting to lose those casual, everyday fans that you run into around town. And he didn't really lose them like this 3 years ago with the Auburn stuff, but with just all this and the family plane trips getting out last week and everything, it just feels like he's kind of thumbing his nose at everybody while he was doing his tweeting and his trolling and calling Oxford home and all the stuff that, you know, that comes with the Lane Kiffin, you know, package. And since Friday night, after he tweeted a photo at the game at Oxford with his son Knox, he had been radio silent. He's retweeted some highlights of Knox's performance, some Ole Miss, you know, stuff, and then last night, finally resurrected from his slumber and tweeted a photo of juice. So who knows what that means? It may mean nothing, but everybody's just kind of tired of it, I guess is the simplest way to say it.
Yeah.
But we all know, and as another one of my guys, colleagues on our site has phrased it for years, it's part of the Lane Kiffin tax. You take that with all the good that he's done these past 6 years.
Well, to follow up on that, because he might, to your point, he might end up staying, and you know, maybe he realizes now's not the time to jump. And LSU's a circus behind the scenes. You know, just what they don't, president, the governor's involved. Like, I want nothing to do with that. Let's not act like Florida's got all their ducks in a row either. So maybe he decides this is going to be, I got a great thing going, and I'm not leaving. How much of this is permanently damaged, though? Because you mentioned the Auburn job a couple of years ago. Like, even if he stays now, what if the Texas job opens up next year? Is this going to be a thing that you have to do every offseason, and how many fans are just out because of that?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that everybody's kind of the caveat at the end of what of their thoughts is, well, we're going to do this next year, or we may do this again in a month if, you know, if Sark doesn't win against A&M and the Texas people are mad and get rid of him or decide to get rid of him after the season, or if, you know, the NFL is still always there and, you know, they do things how I think a lot of people now, at least at Ole Miss after going through this, would love the college to do, is keep coaches off limits till the season's over and fix the calendar, because the NFL doesn't talk to anybody till, you know, February, late January, February. So, you know, there's a possibility of that. I think that's a slim possibility right now, but I think the NFL is always going to come calling in the back of his head because of how he's fixed kind of his image coaching-wise in college. I know he wants to kind of erase and retcon how that thing with the Raiders went at some point, I think.
Jake Thompson's our guest here. He covers Ole Miss football for On3. I saw one of the graphics On3 put out where it's like a bunch of, you mentioned the national pundits, and he reads and he listens to everything because he wants to know how he's viewed. One guy we have on every week is our good friend Josh Payton. We've had him on for a few years, and for two straight weeks, Jake, he has basically told us, like he told us on Monday, that he has talked to Lane Kiffin like 15 times in the last 5 days. Like, him and Lane are pretty in communication. I find it all just fascinating, and I'm curious, are you surprised, one, that it hasn't leaked yet? Do we expect it to leak prior to the Egg Bowl? And two, where would your prediction be right now? I know you're trying to read tea leaves and you're trying to source this as well as you can, and press conferences are weird and funky. Where would Jake Thompson wager today Lane Kiffin decides to do?
Today, I think I would say 51-49 he stays. Now, that sounds like I'm hedging my bet. It probably because I am. Yeah. I probably put markers on black and red at the roulette table. But that's just because it's just so strange. And everybody has brought up the will it leak. You know, the Ross Dellinger had the numbers, the terms that were being finalized for the offer last Friday, you know, hours after the Ole Miss statement, LSU kind of gets some stuff out, or somebody gets some stuff out. So you've got to think that LSU's got an itch to trigger finger, because, you know, the way this calendar is now with the portal and recruiting, these teams can't wait around. So I think I'm surprised something had gotten out, but I think that speaks to the fact that he really doesn't know. I don't think he's agreed to yes or no on anything anywhere yet. So I would not be shocked if something comes out. I wouldn't be surprised at this point if there's some tweet at 10:58 a.m. Friday morning, 2 minutes before the Egg Bowl, and the team runs out, that Lane Kiffin staying. I mean, none of it would surprise me anymore at this point.
Yeah, you brought up something interesting there. We've talked a little bit about this story because we find it interesting. He's the most wanted guy right now that is coaching a school. Everything he chases or he would want at LSU, as you mentioned, and I've noted this, he literally has it right now. For a guy that's evolved from being this young Nepo baby football guy who doesn't earn it and he kind of gets laughed at and tarmacked, he's really turned everything around and evolved, and I'm surprised he's not kind of evolved this way too, of like, I've wanted what I have. I'm the king here. They're paying me high money. We can clearly win at a high level. They're ranked right now, what, 7th in the college football playoff, versus going to LSU and saying, what, you can go win a title? You're literally in the position you have right now. If he decides not to stay and it comes out after the Egg Bowl, is there a scenario in play here where Ole Miss does not allow him to coach forward in the playoff?
No, that's something that's already been discussed internally, and he knows it, and he's tried to kind of fight it, but that's a hard line that Ole Miss is not going to cross. If they get to 11-1 and he tells them he's leaving Saturday or some point before December 7th when the final rankings come out, he is not coaching anymore at Ole Miss. That is something that's for sure been told to him, and that's the one thing that is also nagging at him, which I think is why everybody's like, well, if it's nagging at him, that means he has a foot out the door, but he still wants to finish.
Yeah.
So it's just hard for people to think that he will stay and mean it. But yeah, no. If Friday could very easily be the last time you see Lane Kiffin in an Ole Miss visor.
Wild. Last one I got for you, Jake. Who knows? Nobody has the answer to this question, but I'm curious because you're close to the program at least. Does this impact the game? I mean, they're on the road in a rivalry game. We've seen players pee in the end zone in years previous. Like, does this impact the way the team plays on Friday? Because as you mentioned, a bit of a shakeup last night in the rankings. Oregon jumps them, which I'm sure is controversial down there. Not as much up here. But all of a sudden, you lose that game. There's a whole chunk of teams that are going to be 10-2, and you got this Kiffin stuff going on. They've already signaled that this might impact the ranking. So a lot on the line for them on Friday morning. Does it impact the way the team plays?
Yeah, no, and TL's point up there, a good friend of mine who covers Ole Miss on the beat, he is a Southern Cal fan, and we watched that game together here in town Saturday, and let's just say he was not very happy with how that game went, but congrats to the Ducks on that one. But as soon as that game was over, I instantly was like, well, Ole Miss is going to – they're going to jump Ole Miss because Ole Miss was off, and I've seen what's happened with idle teams that just didn't have a chance to, you know, win.
Yeah.
And Oregon got a win over a ranked opponent. So that didn't shock me as much as it may have shocked a lot of people here last night at whatever time the rankings came out. And I was interested that in Hunter Yurecek said to Reese Davis that we don't have a data point, and that may not be as much of a factor as people are thinking. And then he turned around during the local report or national reporter scrum and kind of said the opposite thing. So who knows? But he's right. They don't have a coach that has not been with the playoffs before. I mean, this is all new. Unfortunately, Ole Miss is going to be the petri dish for this if Lane leaves. But I don't think it should affect them if they get to 11-1. If they get to 10-2, that's where you're taking a fight and putting it in the judge's hands. And I don't know if Ole Miss has the resume at this point outside of the Oklahoma win and Tulane to match some of these others with how we've seen the committee shift Ole Miss around when other teams have wins.
I was going to let you go here because we're already way against it. We appreciate your time. We know it's very valuable. I'll ask you, is there a name if Lane leaves that you think Ole Miss would zero in on? Like, I'd imagine they're kicking that around right now, having to think about if Lane does leave, who we have to replace him with. Is there a favorite that you would guess right now with Ole Miss, or is it too up in the air right now?
No, the heavy favorite is Tulane's John Summerall, who coached here a long time ago under, I believe, Hugh Freeze's staff and has connections here. For him, it's between Auburn and Ole Miss. If Ole Miss has an opening, I think Auburn might miss out. But, yeah, no, he's one that I think they've already done a lot of due diligence on is John Summerall.
There we go. Good stuff. Jake Thompson of On3 covering Ole Miss football on Twitter, at Jake Thompson On3 for the On3 Ole Miss spirit. Give him a follow on social media. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy the Egg Bowl and everything to follow with Lane Kiffin. Man, it seems like a real fun circus to follow.
Oh, it's quite the circus. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving, and good luck to y'all the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you. You as well. All right, good stuff there on the Daily Ticker, which is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach, online with 5 coastal locations. Pelican Brewing, again, born at the beach. Fascinating. Fascinating stuff.
A lot of balls in the air, man, and you got a pretty important game going on Friday morning that if they lose, they might be out of the college football playoffs.
We have a lot more to get into. We're back with more. It's 7:48 on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. We got the third hour right around the corner, so I'm going to kind of keep this short. We got a little bit of a shorty here, a Diet Johnson, if you will.
Hello.
We have a lot of college football to dive into. We haven't talked a second of Oregon-Washington. That game is this weekend.
It's a pretty big one, man.
Pretty massive.
We also maybe killed a committee and a trend in one swift move.
We need to get to that. The college football playoff ranking came out yesterday, and my biggest takeaway was, thank you, old man, for doing exactly what old people are known for,
yeah,
killing what's cool to all the younger people.
So what happened to us in our generation from Facebook, when it went from only college kids to all of a sudden my aunt's on there, and I don't want to be on there anymore.
Haven't been on Facebook in years.
I don't need you to send me a conspiracy theory. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Hey, check out this grain video by a guy whose name is Sasquatch69.
I'm out.
No thanks, Aunt Eileen. I'm going to pass. Interesting stuff from Thompson. We'll have to wait and see on Lane Kiffin. I know we've talked about it before. That's a slam dunk to me, too. We talked earlier, do we like Eric Morris at Oklahoma State? I like that hire. I would love Ole Miss going to get John Summerall. I think he's a good coach. He obviously has roots there.
Yeah.
That's a really good pivot for them, and I bet you he's willing to wait to see how the Lane Kiffin thing plays out. Be interesting to see a playoff team without their head coach. It'd be fascinating to watch.
Auburn's also interesting because there's some smoke down there that they might like their interim guy. DJ Durkin is their interim coach right now. He started Deuce Knight, their big freshman quarterback that left everybody saying, why wasn't this guy playing earlier in the year? Our offense has been ass for the entirety of the season.
Was Durkin one of the three OCs?
I believe he was the second down OC. I actually don't know
so
which down, but he was one of the
about
OCs.
Him. Like, why didn't totally you play
fair.
Him?
Totally fair, but he ran all over a no-name college school for the blind last week, and now he's starting in the Iron Bowl. If he wins the Iron Bowl, there is some smoke down there that he might get that job if they win that game.
I'm going to believe you on the reporting of that. I also find it hilarious that there's smoke that he's earned the job because they beat absolute Patsy Nobody with a freshman quarterback.
I believe it was Mercer who he had like an 80-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game.
Just something to keep an eye on. Maybe it happens the third hour or the final hour. I'll just say this. When we talk about coaching hires, I'm kind of thinking or wondering if we're going to hear about Oregon State's hire today.
We got two more hours to go on the show. Get something done, Scott Barnes, you bum.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least if during the show it was leaked or found out. And I just, how you weigh where they're going to go with that, I mean, Ryan Clark is reporting on this and he's doing an exceptional job of it. But I have thought for a couple weeks, two-horse race.
Yeah.
And I think the indications are internally that it is, that it's between Shepherd and Vegan.
Yeah, there's a report that Chris backed out, but was that because they told him he wasn't getting the job and he did the I'm quitting before you fire me thing? Mm. And then the North Dakota State was another guy who was referenced and interviewed, I think, and he just got an extension yesterday at North Dakota State.
Yeah, so
If I bet, I would do what Jake Thompson did, the 51-49 thing, and I'd put it on vegan.
Vegan seems like the favorite.
But I also heard last week Shepherd was the favorite. They really like Shepherd, his pedigree, his resume. The vegan thing, if it happens and it breaks, we'll talk about that a little bit, maybe even get Clark on. But he's navigated FCS waters for so long and had success that I think giving that guy what would look like a massively upgraded budget might be something that plays more into their favor, whereas Shepherd might be the right hire, and it's a roll of the dice, but also he's coming from UW and Bama.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you went from having creme de la creme to, can you manage this? Do you know how to manage this?
Life's a little bit different in Corvallis than it is Tuscaloosa right now.
No doubt about it. So we'll have to wait and see. All right, just keep an eye, keep an ear out, and we'll let you know if it breaks during the program. But I think they're pretty close as well. Loaded third hour of the radio show. We'll talk Oregon, UW. We'll get into some NFL dealings. Maybe talk a little Gobbler. And USC continues to be upset with Lincoln Riley, excuse me. Loaded third hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.